The Wisconsin Secure Program Facility, once known as the Supermax, has been under federal scrutiny since 2002 when inmates won a class action lawsuit claiming conditions there constituted cruel and unusual punishment. A Madison psychologist interviewed 19 current and former Boscobel inmates over the past 2 months. Ken Robbins told the court most still suffer from serious mental illness and conditions at the prison are making their illnesses worse. But Republican State Representative Gary Bies, who just toured the prison, says conditions there are some of the best in the state and federal oversight should end.
All the conditions that they cited are, you know, as far as I can see, have been addressed, and, you know, it's a decent run institution.
Bies chairs the Assembly Corrections Committee. He says the state's plan to use part of the Boscobel prison as a conventional maximum security prison will help provide incentives to inmates held in the high security cells to improve their behavior so they can rejoin the general prison population. But prison reform advocate Frank Vandenbosch disagrees. He makes monthly trips to the prison to visit inmates and says prisoners still spend 23 hours a day locked alone in their cells, and many are in worse shape mentally than when they entered.
I've spoken to a good number of inmates who claim of a history of mental illness and still being held in Boscobel. So they're not all being screened as properly as they should, and there's many guys in there that are deteriorating.
The state will present evidence this week aimed at refuting such claims. Judge Barbara Crabb could rule by Friday on whether to turn control of the prison back over to the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.